Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we've got a question about changing industries. So not just jobs, industries.
Yeah.
Sometimes the industry you start in goes through shifts that make it difficult to advance your career.
Mm-hmm.
And your industry may be going through a downturn or a market that's shrinking. So our question concerns an individual who's in this very situation and wants advice on how to shift gears.
Wow, that's a great question and a big question, right? Because it takes quite a bit to make that kind of a move.
Mm-hmm.
I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Casey, let's get our question. By the way, Logan is coming back in a couple of weeks. He's on a trip. So Casey is so gracious to stand in.
Yes.
All right, sorry. How to say that?
I've been working in one industry for 10 years, and it's been changing. The market is shrinking, and my company seems in survival mode. There's no growth here, and it seems to be more competitive. I'm ready to change industries, but I'm not sure how to do that. Would love suggestions if you have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, it's 100% possible, but it's a process. And
yes.
I have to say many people, you know, want it to just be sort of a magical, oh, here, I've worked in healthcare and there's, you know, the jobs are just getting tougher. I want to change industry and I'll go work in a college and they'll just accept me. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's not that simple.
Mm-hmm.
There is a process that you have to go through, and this disappoints people sometimes. But, you know, it has to make sense. So you may have to step back before you can go forward. So you might be able to switch industries by taking a lower position. Nobody wants to hear that, but it's true. And you will probably move up very quickly, or you'll get another job after a year, because you will then have that industry change on your resume.
Yeah.
But it is a process. You don't usually go from one industry to another without gaining some experience in that industry.
Right. So you're saying that the first thing you have to do is kind of prepare yourself for a demotion of sorts.
Yes.
To start lower on the
grid. I mean, every industry has its own language, its own nuances.
Mm-hmm.
So even though your skills are transferable, what you're missing is the industry knowledge. So,
yes.
And that's probably not going to take you long to learn. And every industry thinks they're secrets, but they're really not. You can pretty much gain them. And depending on the complexity of the industry, it could take longer.
Well, you know, I'm remembering when we ran business groups, business support groups, and someone, if they wanted to change their business model to a different product or service in a different industry, we would normally say that's going to be a 3 to 4 year learning curve.
Yeah.
Of really knowing the ins and outs of the different industry. Right.
Yeah. And people who are reading your resume don't make that assumption. Oh, well, just because they've been successful in this industry, they're going to, they want somebody who understands the industry speak.
Yeah.
And has, you know, been in it. So you do have to have that transitional position.
Yeah.
And it won't be the same as the one you have.
It also seems like you have to take the 10 years experience that you have had and probably work with a coach or career counselor or something to translate, to pull out like the skills, the general skills that you have acquired, and also to translate the successes you've had for that next industry that you're going to.
Right. So that's, you want a skills-based resume more than an industry-specific resume, but you're still going to have to say who you work for. So you can't break away from that, but certainly focusing on the skills more than anything else.
Yeah.
That's what's going to have to happen. And that many people just, you know, they think this is, you know, going to be so difficult, but it's not. You just have to look at a transition as a process, and it's going to be, I mean, I'm saying the least a year and probably up to 3.
Uh-huh.
But people that have done it never look back or regret it.
No. Well, I think that part of this is that you do, I like the thing you said about stepping back first.
Mm-hmm.
really thinking about what do you want, and also really looking if you're switching to an industry to make sure that you're going to a growing industry, right? For one thing. And also to get some real help in terms of packaging your skills in a way that could be appealing to that industry.
Right.
So it's that, and that's a process, right?
Yeah.
To really figure that out. I mean, you could certainly start going to events sponsored by companies of that industry.
And also meetup groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to be realistic that you might be a terrific worker, you might have a lot of skill,
mm-hmm.
But you still have to show
that. Yes, demonstrate.
Right. So, you know, some people will, stop working in the industry they're in and do freelance work in the new industry. And that's another way to do change your resume.
Right. Or you could get a freelance gig while you're working
your current
industry job.
Yeah, right, because you might not be that busy. So we should actually talk a little bit about that, you know, many, many industries are in transition right now. They're not going away, but they're in transition and jobs have been limited. I know it's happened in publishing. It's happened in just really every single industry
Finance, in law, which was in days of yore, always had plenty of employment available.
Yeah. So, I mean, but industries are constantly now going through big changes
mm-hmm.
as we consume information differently. We buy online more than we buy in retail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many changes in the way we spend our money and the way we consume so that industries are shifting. And you always want to try to be sure you're at the beginning of a
positive trend,
not the end. Like, we got into publishing in its twilight years, and I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
And boy, that was a big disappointment.
Well, we had one great ride, right?
No, we had three. I think all of our publishing
experiences were good.
Well, one was questionable, but anyway, they're pretty good. But the thing is, everybody would lose their job. Like, you never, you know, in the process of them acquiring your book to when it actually published, it would be a whole different team of people because nobody kept those jobs. They weren't being paid and they kept, you know, getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I think maybe it's evened out, but maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and actually that brings a really good question, which is you may need to identify what is the state of your industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this person is saying clearly he or she can see that it's shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
But in other industries, it may be that there's more competition
mm-hmm.
or that the terms of working there have completely changed.
Right.
I know there are a number of people that I've worked with who just no longer enjoy the culture of the
mm-hmm.
industry because
mm-hmm.
they feel that it's gone from one kind of experience to another. So,
well, I think when industries shrink and they are becoming dated, they get a little nasty.
Yes.
You know, it's when we're in a growth mode and things are exciting, you know, where everything is shiny and new.
Right.
So, you might find yourself in a backbiting situation because, people don't know if they're going to have their job tomorrow.
Right.
And they're expected to really shift and change so quickly because the industry is changing so quickly.
Yeah.
But this is happening everywhere. It's not just happening in your industry. It's happening everywhere. So it's harder. I mean, I was talking to somebody this morning who feels that most work is going to be freelance.
Mm.
That's been predicted for a really long time. And it's never 100% happened.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know if that's going to be 100% true.
Yeah,
You don't think so either?
I don't think so. I mean, just because, and the companies we work with, actually, when a company really starts to grow, they want individuals that they can ask a lot of and
mm-hmm.
that they have to reward. If they want to retain them, they have to reward them in some way. And usually that's with benefits and full-time salary of some kind.
Yeah.
A potential bonus or something like that.
If you have someone that's freelance, you're competing with their time because they may have other clients.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't predict we're going to totally go to a freelance economy. I don't believe mm-hmm. that's going to happen. I think that, you know, restaurants and retail, I think there's still going to be jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs available. So no fear of that. All right, so I think, did I explain it pretty well?
I think you did a very good job. So the first thing is to accept that something may be shrinking, your industry may be having trouble. The second is to look for a next industry, but make sure that it's in growth mode, as
mm-hmm.
Kathy said, that you're riding the waves of positive growth. And then it's about finding out, learning about the industry, but giving yourself a window of 1 to 3 years and being willing probably initially to get in there and be a beginner, but also have a less, you may have a lower status as you come in whatever position.
One other thing I want to add is I think you're best to network to get this job, that because your resume is going to be a little wonky, it may not get through. But if you network and meet people that can introduce you to people,
right,
you know, you're more likely.
And that's what I want to say. What I want to say is, because what I often deal with is the fear people feel about changing industries, that people hire people that they like. And so your job really is to get out there and start building relationships, because all it takes is one person who's willing to bet on you, right? Who's willing to give you a chance to do a new position or be in a new industry and apply your expertise. So if you prepare your collateral materials, like your resume, your LinkedIn profile, and your network of connections, then that's going to give you the support to make this real move.
And people like freshness. They like, you know, you were so successful, or you had great positions in that industry.
Yeah.
We can translate, you know, we'll teach you what you need to learn, and you're coming with skills, and we're going to get you for a little less.
That's right.
And you're not as tainted, maybe. So there's definitely, I've seen people do it very successfully. I've actually never seen anyone not do it successfully unless they give up.
Yeah.
And that's what holds people back, is they give up.
Right.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2, A-S-K-K, and the number 2.
Yes. And if you want to get onto our email list, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. You can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we thought we'd come back and talk about shifting gears in your career, whether it's changing industries or changing companies. Or maybe even changing what you do. Maybe you were on an administrative track and now you want to be on a different track.
Yeah.
You know, any changes, they're normal. I mean, people, you know, start on one track and then they, you know, they try it out and they realize they don't really want to use that part of themselves. They want to use a different part of themselves. Mm-hmm. So this is not abnormal and it's not impossible. Anyone could do it. It's going to take time.
Yes.
And that's the part no one likes.
Well, you mentioned something during the break, Kathy, which is brilliant and true, which is what happens when you venture out into a new area, even if it's in the same company or the same industry, is that your fear of rejection is going to come up.
Yeah.
The part of you that's not sure that you really have anything to offer. And this is especially true if you've been in one position or at one company for a long time. Especially if that company has low morale, you probably don't even realize you've got it, but you've been infected with feeling probably not that great about yourself, even if you've been busy saying, I got to get out of here. So I think part of the treatment plan for if you want to shift gears, whether it's a new job, a new industry, new company, new kind of work, is that you want to get out and showcase your talents in one way or another. So if you can find, we talked about meetups, but if you can find a group that you would like to contribute your services or your capabilities to, if you want to just build your professional alliances and look for something where you can volunteer to be of service in some way, I think those can really help build your confidence, because that's what we're really talking about, that you have to build your internal cred.
You know, that just triggered a thought for me that I sometimes see clients that don't feel good about themselves. Not because they're not good at what they do, but there's something about their manager
right.
or the culture of the company that they're in,
yeah.
which erodes at their self-confidence.
Yes.
So it may be you just need to go get another job. You know, it may be that, uh-huh. but they don't feel good enough to even interview.
That's right.
So you've got, right. So I just wanted to throw that in also. So sometimes it's not changing industries. It's that you just need a different job.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that you can't always see for yourself. It's good to actually work with a professional
yep.
to, you know, kind of go through that process. Is it actually the job or is it me? There's changes yeah. in me. So sometimes the industry doesn't change, but you change.
That's right.
I mean, that's happened to me. That's why I've had several careers because I've just evolved and grown and my interests have changed.
Yeah. Right. You had a very real example of this experience, right? Because you were in the...
I was in the fashion industry, and then I found myself giving more advice about people's mm-hmm. businesses than about what they should buy. And I started to just grow out of caring about fashion.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh my God, am I going to talk about what color? I mean, you know, it's blue, isn't it? I just couldn't do it after a couple of years. I loved it
yeah.
at the very beginning. And then as I just matured, and I'm not saying this is what should happen to everyone. I know there are people that love discussing color and mm-hmm. that's their career. It just wasn't my career after a couple of years.
Yeah.
And by the way, I still care about fashion and I enjoy shopping. Anyone who knows me. Where's Kathy?
You're a great
shopper. She's probably
shopping.
And I don't even tell anyone. And it's funny, my daughter just has like a nose. She always calls me and goes, what store are you in? I'm in the dress. I like shopping and I like clothes. So that's why I originally got in it.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't my career. It was just something I enjoy.
You
know,
right.
So you learn that about yourself
That's
when
right.
you get into a career. You know, like there's other things to do. So anyway.
That's absolutely true. And I think what's so interesting is you may not know what's next.
Right.
I mean, you know,
but you know this is it.
You know you've
wrong.
Outgrown something.
Yeah. Which is perfectly normal. Don't
yeah.
think there's something wrong with you. And if people around you get frustrated because they like clarity,
yeah.
you know, and they have stuck to one track, that doesn't mean you have to.
Well, and that's the part that is development. Which is as you grow, what you think is important, what you value, who mm-hmm. you want to be around may keep changing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the luster will come off. I have a client who was in the TV industry for many years and a journalistic role and just really got to a point where it's like, I don't want to chase another story.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hit another deadline where everyone's screaming and we have to get something on, you know, on mm-hmm. air before the director pops the blood vessel. And so that individual, sorry, ended up going into not-for-profit policy.
Mm-hmm.
Very different. And it was a long journey, but it was scary in the moment mm-hmm. to realize, I don't think I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is scary when you realize I'm not happy.
Yes.
And it's the kind of work that I thought I was going to like.
That's right.
That's not that comfortable. But don't fear. That's not that abnormal. And you can make changes in your career.
That's right.
It just takes a little bit.
I was going to say, I will also just add in developmentally the times when you might expect that you're aching for a change and it may surprise you, usually around the age of 28, 29,
mm-hmm.
and again in your early 40s. Those are times, sort of key times when you become more aware of what you as an adult want and may realize that what you're doing doesn't line up.
Yeah. And it could be very discouraging if you have multiple degrees in that field and then you say, wait a minute,
yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yes.
I don't really like it. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's really okay. You just have to be honest about it and,
yeah.
you know, come over here. We'll help you figure it out.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So enlisting help, I think, is a good first step, just mm-hmm. what you're talking about. And then there are many ways that you can assess your talents, skills, interests, many ways that you can, once you think you're interested in something, you could certainly volunteer or attend. We were talking about conferences, events, you know, meetups where people from that industry or doing that line of work congregate and you can build relationships. So it's just being, I think, patient with your process
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and managing the fear of rejection, the other thing that may come up as you go into a new industry or job or situation is the imposter complex, which is
right.
one of our favorites. one of my favorites. I had it for the first 4 years of being a psychotherapist.
You did?
Oh my God. Every time. So, because I came to it in my early 30s. And every time I was with a client, one part of me was waiting for them to jump out of their chair and point at me and say, "You don't know what you're doing."
Oh my God.
How's that for fear?
That's a fear. That's a serious fear.
But that too passed.
Yeah.
And so, and it was great, actually. I think we started to get working together somewhere along those lines. And you introduced me to that notion of entrepreneurial terror. And I realized, like, okay, well, besides that, there's also the fear of being in a new identity, mm-hmm. you know, that you have to ride through.
Right. And I think when everybody starts a new job, there's a little bit of, you know, the imposter, like, oh my God, you know, do I really belong here? Do I fit? Do I really know? Am I going to meet their expectations? I mean, I think there's always a little bit of that.
Right.
But that usually does pass within a couple of weeks, couple of months, hopefully.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it for the segment.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.